From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Anti-government protests continue in Iran. Supporters of the Iranian government demonstrated Saturday in the capital of Tehran as an anti-government protests entered a third day and spread to other cities. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. A relatively small group of government protesters rallied at the University of Tehran, but they were greatly outnumbered by thousands of pro-government supporters in a show of government strength. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan will visit Paris on January 5th to meet his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron. With the conflict in Syria high on the agenda, a source in the French president's office said on Saturday. The Associated Press reported early Saturday that in the first month of the U.S. President Donald Trump's term in office, he sent an American scholar to meet with North Korean officials and to relay a message. The message was that the new administration was appreciative of a nearly four-month freeze of the North's nuclear and ballistic missile tests. According to the AP's report, North Korean officials said the lack of testing wasn't a sign of cooperation, insisting Kim Jong-un would order tests whenever he wanted. And hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome 2018. In the United States, New York City officials announced they will use two-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square. This is VOA News. 2017 was a deadly and devastating year for natural disasters. Wildfires in the U.S., volcanoes in Indonesia, and mudslides and hurricanes across the world. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on where the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico stands after a major September hurricane.
It's been 3 months since the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico took a beating from Hurricane Maria, with winds reaching 250 kilometers per hour. In mid-December, local engineers estimated that half of the island's 3.3 million residents are still without electricity.
I get up at night just touching the walls if I need to go to the girls' bedroom or the bathroom.
Residents struggle to get even basic necessities like water or medicine, while the Army Corps of Engineers estimates that restoring electricity for all of Puerto Rico likely won't happen until May of 2018. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
And Arash Arabasadi has more on other natural disasters that impacted cities and towns around the world. You can find that on voanews.com. There's new hope for ailing parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef, assisted reproductive technology. Researchers have been capturing coral spawn and rearing millions of larvae in large tanks. The reef is arguably Australia's greatest natural treasure. It stretches more than 2,300 kilometers down northeast Eastern Australia and faces many threats, including climate change and pollution. Professor Peter Harrison from Southern Cross University has been collecting the coral spawn off Heron Island on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. It is then placed into tanks where it matures.
What we're doing is capturing some of that coral spawn, growing millions of larvae, and then putting those larvae back into areas of the reef that don't have many living corals on them at the moment to rapidly increase the rate at which coral recovery can occur. These are the first experiments using this larval restoration technique on the Great Barrier Reef. The work is still experimental at the moment, but the results from these last experiments will help us understand how we can scale up to hectare-scale reef patches in future.
The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is about the size of Japan, and it is so big it can be seen from outer space. A powerful Afghanistan governor returned to his office Saturday and chaired an official meeting in violation of a presidential decree that ousted him from his post earlier this month. Ata Muhammad Noor, who governed Northern Balkh province for 13 years, has from the outset rejected his dismissal as illegal. That's all the news for now. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.